I'm about to prophesy. I know you would like to write while I'm prophesying, but I need you standing up because I want you in another position. These are the words I heard to start this afternoon service. I heard these words: projects, process, proclamation, promotion. Let me go them again because they got something coming under it. I heard these words. What's about to unlimit your faith, and you're about to go into another dimension of faith today. And he says, projects, process, proclamation, and promotion. Hallelujah. Understanding and unleashing. I prophesize many faith projects are being processed at this very hour to step in promotions, plural, that you have never seen before. What?
Yes, sir.
You heard that? That's the Lord speaking to us. Yes, you're about to step into promotions, plural, that you have never seen before. Then he says to me, tell him, pull the lever and declare money cometh to me now. Let's do it. Money coming to me now. He says also, pull again and declare help cometh to me now with no limit. Help cometh to me now with no limits. Come on here. Y'all get some life in you.
Hallelujah.
I'm still prophesying. I'm releasing my faith. Aggressively, listen, operating in the spirit of faith. Aggressively operating in the spirit of faith, grounded in the word of faith. I'm still prophesying. Releasing the law or the laws of the spirit. Listen to this. Operating aggressively in the spirit of faith, setting everything in your life with supernatural faith.
Yes, sir.
Stick with me now. Your faith is shouting now. Why? For your faith have been waiting to take you in your full inheritance.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
If you don't respond to that, something wrong.
Yeah.
That's the Lord talking to us.
Yes, sir.
Your faith is shouting now. In other words, everybody, your faith is shouting out, but your faith has been waiting to take you in your full inheritance.
Full inheritance. Yes, sir.
That means you're about to go in your full inheritance, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, these words have been misused so long. Wait till I finish for you. Shout. Now, sow your faith in the awesome plan of God for you. Sow your faith. If you know your word sow, it's always talking about money, you know. No, sow your faith. Jeremiah 29:11, he have certain plans that he's been waiting on you for, but in these sessions, your faith is going to become in a position that you're going to not operate only in faith, you're going to operate in the supernatural spirit of faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Then it says, use your faith on purpose. And everything is about to move in your favor. Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's the dust said the Lord.
Yes,
I prophesy. You use your faith on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is about to move in your favor. See somebody say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
All right. All right. You may be seated. I want you to write this down. Aggressively functioning in the spirit of faith. Aggressively functioning in the spirit of faith, anointing, going to rest on you in this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Now, two major scriptures, I'm going to read a little more, but 2 Corinthians 4:13 and Jude 20. Jude 20. Building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, and that's the way you're going to be able to aggressively function and operate in the spirit of faith. All right? So just turn to 2 Corinthians. Let's read a few minutes. The golden text is 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, many of you have been trying to operate in faith, but you have not been able to go as far as you have seen. All right? There's some things God has spoken to you, but your faith have not been able to accomplish what God has revealed to you. It's time for your revelations to manifest.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In prior time, you've heard certain things, but they have not manifested in your life. And so in reading a text, you got to know how God brought the writer to this text. So I just want to back up a little bit in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and look at verse 8. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8, because a lot of times seem like our faith has been cast down and destroyed. It has not produced as we desired for it to produce. That's what these meetings are all about.
Yes, sir.
These meetings, you're going to stop operating in faith like you never had before.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to get results.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I said you're going to get results.
Yes, sir.
I'm tired talking about how good God is.
Yep.
I want it to manifest. I want my life to be a testimony of what faith can do. You with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so now let's look back at the 8th verse. We are troubled on every side. See? You ever had any trouble? But notice what it says. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. See, all those things are faith bluffers. Write that down. Faith bluffers. See, faith bluffers been stopping us.
Yes, sir.
See, when things didn't work out like you was believing for, don't go into distress.
Right.
Trouble come, don't go in distress. Who am I helping here? Trouble come. You believe in God and trouble come. The Spirit of God said, tell you from now on, don't go in distress, because sometimes distress is telling you your faith is working. The enemy is getting afraid. So he got to try to bring something against you to stop you.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So distress in the spirit of faith is part of the game. Oh, y'all ready to go with me this afternoon?
Yes, sir.
See, the distress is a bluff.
Yeah.
See, the trouble's a bluff. Don't you go in distress with it. And then he said, and perplex, but not in despair. From this day forward, your faith should have no more despair.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you're going to recognize what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Huh? You recognize? See, the enemy will try to perplex things.
Mm-hmm.
When you are reaching out further than you can do.
Mm-hmm.
See, faith don't work in your reach.
Yes, sir.
Faith function in a divine vocabulary. Faith speak beyond what you can see.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so sometimes things, the enemy, what he tries to do is make it perplexed. But here the Lord has revealed to you now, from now on, don't be in despair if it seems like it's not working.
Yes, yes.
Stay in faith.
Amen.
Continue to declare.
Yes.
Continue to say the same thing.
Yes.
Now you recognize that trouble and perplexity come because they're trying to stop you. And the enemy is in fear. Good God Almighty. Your faith done made the devil scared.
Yes, sir.
Because he know you know something.
Yep.
So he's going to try to get you off it. So you're trying to bring a little perplexity in. Anybody ever dealt with that?
Yes, sir.
How you going to know what to do with it next time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the next time when you try to bring something praise, you done dancing. All right, devil, I know where I'm at now. You about to fall. You about to get your hand off of this situation.
Yes.
You about to get your hand off of my child. You about to get your hand off of my money. You about to get your hand off of my job. You about to get your hand off of my health. You about to get your hand off of my family.
Yes, sir.
Now notice further in verse 9. If you're going to operate, katati skunde vreste, if you're going to operate in the spirit of faith, you're going to have to be able to stand a little persecution.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, hallelujah.
Uh-huh. Persecuted, but I'm in verse 9, but not forsaken. Now, don't sit there like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. Y'all done been through this stuff. God's about to bring y'all to another level.
Yes, sir.
As we learn how to aggressively function in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. We're not just talking about faith now. We're talking about the spirit of faith. You've matured enough to function, to trust God, even with the trouble, the perplexity, the persecution. You're still walking, grinning, shouting, because you know where you're going.
Yes, sir.
That's why the prophecy came on you first. Your favor and your inheritance about to be turned loose. Tell somebody, my faith. Say it out loud. My faith.
My faith.
And my inheritance.
My inheritance.
My favor.
My favor.
Is about to be turned loose.
Is about to be turned loose.
Like never before.
Like never before.
You see, because what he was doing, he was setting the trouble up. Come on, I got to get you again. Because see, you go to verse 13, you're not going to know what I'm talking about. He set the trouble up, and he said trouble on every side. Verse 8. And yet not distressed. Trouble on every side. See, when you operate in faith, you can have trouble on every side, yet you will not enter into distress because of what I told you this morning. Isaiah 55:11. You know what it said? Isaiah 55:11. John 15:7. Come on now, let's have church in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Sure my word before that goes forth out of my mouth. See what it said? It shall not what?
Return.
So I don't care what perplexity come up. I don't care what persecution come up. I don't care what trouble come up.
Yeah.
I'm riding a word, my faith riding a word that will not return void.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see it? How many of you see it? You see it?
Yes, sir.
So don't let the trouble bother you when you're operating in faith. Don't let the perplexity bother you. Don't let the persecution bother you. Because look what he said in verse 9. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Now look what verse 10 says. Your faith got to do this. You see, now I'm about to say something. Always remember, oh, I love this. You are operating in resurrected faith.
Yes, sir.
You never heard that before. Don't look so calm like you heard. You're operating in resurrected faith. See, it looked like it buried sometime. But a third day always got to come.
Yes, sir.
Can you see it? Yes. Right now, some things you're believing for right now look like they're buried. But now God giving you the wisdom. They're not buried. They're not dead. That what you believe for is not dead. It's coming alive. It's alive, but you can't see it. You see, you're operating, child, now in resurrected faith. You cannot. You see, oh, yeah, I got it, Lord. Sometime your faith going to have to be in a crucified position.
Come on. More possible.
And it looked like it's buried.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like, who am I helping here?
Yeah,
and it looks like it's not going to come up. Mm-hmm. A lot of your faith right now, things you believe for, is in a crucified position. Mm-hmm. But just remember, all godly faith got a third day.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're operating in the spirit of faith, you operate in resurrected faith. You can't keep it down. You can't keep it down. So I don't want you to be discouraged, and I don't want you to get in doubt. That's why I want you to get your Isaiah 55:11 and John 15:7. I want to give you another scripture. 1 John 5:14-15. You have to know this. You're going to operate in the spirit of faith. You're going to have to know. You're going to have to know. I know he heard me. And I know nothing can stop him from making it happen. This is the confidence I have in him. 1 John 5:14-15. Write those scriptures down. I won't be able to go to all the scriptures the Lord bring up, because he's going to bring up a lot of things, because you're going into a new arena of faith. You're going into a faith that things you've been believing for about to resurrect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't giving enough expression.
Hallelujah.
It's too powerful. Y'all just said that. Some things about the resurrect. Yeah, don't sit there like you heard this. I'm breaking this down by the Holy Ghost. In verse 10, this is what how unlimited faith and aggressive faith function. Unlimited faith. You got that? And aggressive faith. And now we got resurrected faith. Huh? We got crucified, resurrected faith, right?
Yes.
Huh? All right, now. In verse 10, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. There it is right there. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body, might be made manifest in our faith.
Yes, sir.
What?
Yes, sir.
In my body, in my faith, in my finances, everything about the resurrection.
Everything about the resurrection.
Say it, everything about the resurrection in my life.
Everything about the resurrection.
In my body.
In my body.
In my faith.
In my
finances,
in
my marriage,
in my
ministry,
in my job,
in my children, in
my grandchildren,
everything, my business, everything about the resurrection.
Everything about the resurrection.
That's why I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You see it? Oh, Lord.
Yes,
oh, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Look at here. Verse 11, for what? Line, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. Ah! See, remember this. Your faith, you listening?
Yes, sir.
And Jesus, they are synonymous.
Yes, sir.
Whatever Jesus could do when he was here on earth.
Yes, sir.
Your faith, woo, I'm trying to find somebody who looking
yes,
at me.
Sir.
Your faith can do the same thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your faith, the spirit of faith, mm-hmm. and Jesus' spirit are synonymous.
Yes, yes sir.
Glory. So Jesus is on the inside of you now.
Hallelujah.
Ready to operate in his kind of faith through you.
Wow, wow, wow. Yes, sir. Yes.
Raise your hand. Wave your hand at me.
Hallelujah.
Man, I don't know where some of y'all are going. Y'all got some things. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. We're going to be getting so many letters. I got a letter already. I got a letter from this morning. Lady sent a check and said she was working on a project. And so all of a sudden, I say she could do it. She said, her and her husband got out and start doing it immediately.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Now, notice verse 11, because we're waking up to verse 13. Then I'll start giving you some layout. I told you I was preaching along. Brother Hagin was my spiritual father, still is my spiritual father. He's going home to be the Lord. And then I told you Dr. Price, he going home to be with the Lord. And then Kenny Copeland and I going for 120.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, sir.
Now, both Brother Copeland, you know, I'm 74 years bold. Not old, bold. And I'll be 75 in August 1st. 75 years bold.
Yes, sir.
Not old. Brother Copeland, I think he's 80 years bold. And we both shouldn't. But we found out now. I want to share you a secret we found out. And I guess I'm teaching it more than any minister in the world right now. I found out that if I want to live to be 120, I got to find out what's going in my mouth and out of my mouth.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, we got confession straight, but we didn't get the eating straight.
Yes, sir.
The body of Christ don't know nothing about it. Don't know nothing about it. And they'll fight you. They will fight you. They'll get grouchy. They'll stop talking. When you try to take that bacon out of their mouth, they get upset. They get so mad. I've been raised on fried bacon. Yeah, fried bacon is the thing killing you too. Yeah. That's why your heart don't attack you. We are attacking our heart. I'm going to get away from that in a few minutes and make y'all happy again. But I want y'all to be with me.
Yes.
I got a lot of meeting I'm about to do.
Yes.
I might teach again 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I told them bring my RV out. I'm at my church. I stay about 15 miles from here, but I might just go get my RV and lay down, tell them bring me another suit and take a shower and come right out the RV and come back out there and teach y'all again 7 o'clock. Y'all better act right, because I got a lot of stuff God won't lose on you.
Yes.
All right? All right, now listen. Listen. Verse 11. I think I'm in verse 11. For which we live, are always delivered unto death for Jesus, saying that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you, Paul said. We have in the same spirit of faith, according to it's written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, I shared with you, and I don't know how much credit George is going to keep getting, but he's been under Brother Coburn for 40 years. He's his son-in-law. And by the time I told you I have three sons and a daughter. Well, they all work in the ministry. Both of my daughter-in-law work in the ministry. Matter of fact, my oldest son, daughter-in-law, is my secretary. And my daughter and her husband, they work in the ministry. I have three grandchildren, two just finished high school, one about to finish college as an interior decorator, but they all three work here with me in the ministry. My wife with me. My wife and I will be celebrating 50 years June the 5th. 50 years. I told her when I marry, you can't never go home because I ain't coming to get you. We get in the fuss, go in the other room, and we'll get it straight at the house, but nobody need to know all our business. And so we've been together. We're going to celebrate 50 years in June.
Praise God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, but now my ministry, you all get ready for a lot of calls because there's a lot of things I've been stirred up about that need to come out. And like I say, I'm teaching behind Brother Hagin, Fred Price, Brother Cooper, Brother George Spears. I'm teaching about it. I got an outline here, him and Gloria did. And he said you could go ahead and get it and teach it. And the Lord told you, teach it. And so here I am. We're talking about the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54, again, in the Old Testament. I want to go over this and write this down. It is in the outline. It's time to step up our faith. Come on, I want you to hear it now. It's time to step up our faith. I love that. Don't you like that?
Yes,
it's time to step. See, then your faith, now when you talk about the spirit of faith, it says it's time to step up our faith. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, all right. So in Isaiah, I want to read a few scriptures in Isaiah if I ever find it. I got so excited up here. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Now, in Isaiah 54, I want to begin on the outline to begin in verse 2, but I want to begin in verse 1 because the Spirit, I want you to circle a word. That third word, I want you to circle. That third word in the first verse. You see it?
Yes,
well, barren, right? Barren. Now, you know as well as I know, in some area, your faith had been barren. Huh? Now, I want you to know right now, as I speak, your faith is being built.
Yes,
And from now on, the barrenness of your faith, you're going to know it's only a bluff. When it looks like it's not working, you're going to laugh. Because you know it's impossible for your faith to fail. Got it? The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 6, what it says, without faith is impossible to please God, but he that cometh to God must believe that he is what? Of who? Now here, your faith just took a step now. See, your faith can't seek things without God.
Yes, sir.
Whatever you want your faith to produce, you want it to produce it for to praise God with it.
Yes, sir.
See, I praise God with my house, my car, everything I got. I praise God with it.
Yes, sir.
I have, how many? I know, I think, how many championship rings I have? Honey? About 10 championship rings. I was preaching Money Coming, and God just showed me through this one here, Boston Red Sox. I ain't never played no ball in my life. This one, the major ring, when they made a big comeback in 2012. No, this has got 2012 on there for me. I don't know when they made their comeback. Let's see, it might be on this other side. No, it's not on there. I don't have time. But that was a game they wanted to win so bad. And this is the Boston Red Sox. I got New York Giants. I got a bunch of rings.
Yes, sir.
Dallas Cowboy. I got Deion Sanders ring.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I might wear some of them for y'all to see them when I'm preaching these things. Y'all might not believe me, you see? But that's what faith to do.
Yes, sir.
Now, here, I ain't never played no football. Got 10 championship rings. Now, what is God trying to tell us something, right?
Yes.
You don't know nobody else in the world got 10 different championship rings. Nobody else in the world. Even Dion don't have it. I'm talking about different teams.
Yes, sir.
To show you the magnitude of faith, what faith can do, huh?
Yes, sir.
How can God take me out of Darrow? I'm on four jets. You don't know, you've never heard of Darrow. On four jets, and the jet that I got now, they are upping it up to what do you call it? That it'd be a what, honey?
900.
EX? They're putting it up, they're putting new instruments in it, and I might tell you how that happened. It cost millions of dollars, but I got it because they needed a plan to do it on, and so they give me a good price.
Yes, sir.
And God do that all the time.
Yes, sir.
I got ready to put new carpet in my plane. Had a man that ordered some carpet, and I don't know, either he couldn't get it or something. People called me and said, we'll let you have it for less than half price.
Yes, sir.
That's the kind of thing going to start happening to you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Yeah. That's the kind of thing going to start happening to you. All right. Let's read, it's time to step up my faith. Say it.
It's time to step up my faith.
And the apostle
gonna teach me
a different anointing of faith.
Anointing of faith.
Right up in here now.
Right up in here now.
All right. Let's look at verses. First, I'm gonna read verse 1-3, and then I'll start laying out some things that Brother Joyce said, and Gloria said, and Kenneth Hagin said, and Leroy said, Keith Moore said, Bill Weston said, all of them said it.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sing, O barren. Sing, man. Sing. Sing. Y'all better start singing. Y'all life finna go somewhere else. What's your song here? I like that way that girl sung. And yeah, sing, man. Sing. Don't cry. Sing now. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Is there some things in your life that it looked like, come sit up here, I want to see you closer. Come sit with him. There's some things that you want in your life and it seemed like you couldn't get them? Start singing. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Break forth into singing and cry aloud. That thou didst not travail with child, more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Now, notice this verse. You know, I told you, I took you through these words. If you were not here this morning, you need to circle these words. You need to circle the first word in verse 2 and say it.
Lord.
Say it.
Enlarge.
Y'all saying it on the screen? I'm watching your mouth. Say it. Enlarge.
Enlarge.
See, faith, katatili moski. Faith don't work without saying it. You got to declare it. So you said it. You said enlarge, right? Enlarge. It's important.
Yes, sir.
For you to follow instruction when you're being instructed. Don't get into yourself. Yield yourself to the Holy Ghost. God's going to do something for you. Enlarge the place of thy tent. Now, I don't like them. They be advertising them small houses. Talking about how nice. And I tell my wife, change channel. I don't want to see no small house. They talking about, what do you call them? Midget houses? Huh?
Tiny.
I don't want to see no tiny house, baby. I ain't rejoicing with nobody with no tiny house. Talking about, you look a little lady, just go through this little hole. I ain't going through no little hole. God said, many mansions.
Yes, sir.
Get that tiny house off your mind. Enlarge the place of thy tent and let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitation. Circle the word stretch in your Bible, highlight it in your iPhone or whatever. Spare not mean, boy, it mean when you're talking about God. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Stakes. Circle the word strengthen. Now, you remember, I don't wonder, can y'all take this? I said that I had to bring my RV out at the church. I had to pick what one I wanted to bring out.
Yes, sir.
I got a King Al and a London Al. You can go look online, you see. Huh? Ain't nothing known about that, them little small houses. And Verse 3 now. For thou shalt break forth, circle break forth on the right hand and on the left. Everywhere you go, you're going to be breaking forth.
Yes, sir.
And thy seed shall inherit. Underline the word, or circle the word inherit. The Gentile, and make the desolate city to be inhabited. You read verse 4 yourself. I'm going to go on further now. It's time to step out in faith. I'm falling behind Brother George here. The Copeland's ministry and my ministry run parallel. Now, he have a larger ministry. We've been in ministry about the same time. I've been in ministry 47 years. I think he bumping 50 to being in ministry. But the Lord want to bless you with bigger projects.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, the only thing for you stepping into bigger places in your life, in your faith, the only thing that will mess you up, the only thing, I want you to get this down, the only thing that would limit us would be a lack of faith. And that's what I mean here this morning. I'm breaking up limits. Paul challenged the Thessalonians to grow in faith. They made progress in just 2 months. Now, I prophesied this morning, 60 days, you're not going to know yourself.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
From this day. 60 days from the... 60 days from now, you're not going to know yourself in health, wealth. You're not going to know yourself. 60 days, baby. 60 days. We're talking supernatural faith.
Yes.
We're talking about being held back for 60 years and you're about to break out in 60 days.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
2 Thessalonians 1:3. Go down. I'm going to read it in the Message Bible. Your faith is growing phenomenally. I'm not going to pronounce that word right. Phenomenally. That's the word. My wife helped me. Phenomenally. I told you through strategic training, we can break the limits and enlarge our faith capacity for greater prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Now, turn your Bible. I read between the meeting, I read the whole 13th chapter of Numbers. Go to Numbers 13. I read the whole chapter. Every text I'm preaching, I read the whole chapter.
Yes, sir.
If I go on and preach tonight, every text I'm going to preach, I'm going to read the whole chapter before I get back with you.
Yes, sir.
But you know, it was 12 spies in that chapter. Now, ten spies limited God.
Yes.
Now, I want you to say this. I'm not limiting God no more in my life. Say it.
I'm not limiting God no more in my life.
I'm going to use my faith.
I'm going to use my faith.
Say it again.
I'm not limiting God no more in my life.
I'm going to use my faith. Now, what project are you working on? What you need to change? What you need to happen for you? Say it again.
I'm not limiting God no more in my life. I'm going to use my faith.
Now, I want you to just be saying words now. That's your faith talking.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh? Matter of fact, I'm going to, right now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I'm going to release an unlimited faith anointing on you right now. I have the right. I represent God's spiritual government. And I felt inside. He said, go ahead and release it on him. I release an unlimited faith anointing in your life right now.
Right now.
He told me to do it, and he's going to back me up.
Yes, sir.
So from now on, you're going to be operating in unlimited faith. Feed your faith unlimitedly. Feed your faith on the word of God. Sit down and meditate. Turn that doggone television off. Feed on the word of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Go to bed tonight listening at the word. Don't listen at no news. Don't listen at no bad news. Listen at good news.
Yes, sir. Yep.
John 10:10 knew.
Yes, sir.
Thief come not but to steal and kill and destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and you might have it abundantly. I'm going over to the other side. I'm not gonna stay on the front side. I feel an awe going down my head. I'm going on the other side.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I want to scream. Can I scream? Yeah! Good God Almighty. I feel an anointing up there. I feel fire burning. Ooh, I'm getting all hot in my suit. Glory to God. Somebody about to move. Somebody about to go somewhere that never been before. Somebody about to shout. Somebody about to dance. Ah! Good God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Good God Almighty. Oh, glory Jesus. God. Oh, Jesus. Something happening in you. Oh, Jesus, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise His holy name. And Numbers 13, men were sent to search the land of Canaan. It was a good land, but get the buts out your faith.
Yes, sir.
Get it out. There's no but in faith. If God told you he'll do something, see, let me turn you up to 13th chapter, because something happened here. God told him he was going to do it. God didn't ask him to do it. He said he was going to do it. I just want you to go look at it.
Yes, sir.
So when you want something, just go look at it.
Yeah,
don't be too scared to go look at it because it's got a price tag on it. Go look at it, doggone it. Go look at it. He ain't told you had to get it. He told you go look at it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When I saw my estate, I didn't say house. Mm-hmm. I ain't had no money. He told me go look.
Yes, sir.
So I went look. Have faith.
Yes, sir.
Now I live in it and have no notes.
Yes, sir.
And I'm not going around putting lights out all day. Let the doggone light stay on.
Yes, sir.
Putting light down, cutting the air conditioning back. You can't do all that in the state. You got to let the light burn and let the air conditioner stay at the temperature you like.
Yes, sir.
I went to man's house one time and every room we went got, he flapped his way. I said, what are we doing, man? We're going to be stumbling coming back through you. Leave the doggone light on.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I want to read this to you. I want to get you out of grasshopper faith. Mm-hmm. Stop seeing your faith as a grasshopper.
Yes, sir.
The world trying to tell us, the church, they're trying to tell us we grasshoppers in the church. But they about to see something, partner.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, they about to see something. We about to come out. They about to see Abraham time and Isaac and Jacob. They about to see Solomon. Oh, yeah, they're about to see David. Oh, yeah, they're about to see Ruth and Esther come out. Yes, sir, they're about to see it. See, it's the church time. We in that number. I know because you're here. I know because this is a special meeting. I know you're here for a reason. I know I've been up all night long getting ready for this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened here. Look at Numbers 13:1. This is the only way your faith going to work, unlimited. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, who spoke?
The Lord.
Lord, right. You got to make sure the Lord spoke. Okay? See, you can't read scriptures and go do something.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's good.
Wow. And you know we've done that. Mm-hmm. Since we come over in the word of faith, we've read scripture and try to go do it. You can't do that. See, you can't use a scripture until the scripture has read you. So let me take you somewhere. Let me take you somewhere now. All your faith failures are gone. Let me take you how to shut down all faith failure. Go, hold that. Go to Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Shut down all faith, so-called failure, because the faith didn't fail. You failed to believe.
Yes, sir.
See, we have taken scriptures and whipped them out there, saying them over and over again, but the scripture never spoke to us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So in order to operate in the spirit of faith, it has to be meditative faith.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're going to have to meditate.
Yes, sir.
Joshua 1:8. Come on now, this is revelation here. Mm-hmm. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. See it? See it? See? We try to make the word go do something for us, and we have not done what the word told us do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so therefore, Satan come and erase Isaiah 55:11. Because he said it ain't working. No such thing as the word of God not working. Is you not working the word properly.
Yes, sir.
See, the spirit of faith, you cannot operate. See, the Bible says, so when faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God, but that don't mean you're ready to operate in it.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Oh, yes, oh, that hurt. That hurt me. I'm a Baptist. That hurt me. See, so faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And y'all been trying to operate on that kind of faith. You can't. You got to go to Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
This book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there day and night. Talk to yourself about it, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosper, or thou shalt make thy faith prosper, and thy faith shall have good success. Woo, I never heard it like that. Do you love it? Do you love it? Joshua 1:8. Then, now you're ready to operate in Psalm 1:1-3.
Yes, sir.
Now you're going to live morally right. Now you're going to live holy. Now, boy, your faith really trying to work now. Yes. Now you're finna live a holy life now.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Because you meditate in the word day and night. Mm-hmm. And you're not sitting in the seat of the scornful or standing in the way of sinners. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And your delight is in the law of the Lord, and you meditate day and night. Then the third verse says, now your faith, look at verse 3 of Psalm 1:3. Look, now your faith, oh Jesus, I won't run. Now your faith, in verse 3, now your faith, in Psalm 1:3, if your faith get to the point, whatsoever you believe God for shall prosper.
Yes, sir.
Do you see that?
Hallelujah.
Do you see it's not just reading the Bible and run out there and quoting scriptures? No, that word got to talk to you. You got to meditate with that word. You got to spend time in that word. You got to hear. You got to stay there till that word become a John 6:63 word. Turn there quickly. Mm-hmm. We're talking about operating in the spirit of faith. Turn to John 6:63. John 6:63. Ooh, that time passing. Hallelujah. It is the Spirit that quickened the spirit of faith in me. It is the Spirit that quickened it. Faith has a spirit. And you have to spend enough time in the Word for that Word to turn into a rhema, a live Word from God to you. Not to Brother Copeland, not to Brother George, not to Brother Leroy, not to Gloria Copeland, not to anybody. What the Lord have said to you. We can minister to you, but you're going to have to spend the time. You the catcher. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You the catcher. I thought I saw, I heard George teaching about Clinton Coleman one time. He says, catch your healing. And he draw about it, he had a football in his hand.
Yes,
he said, I'm about to throw it. I'm going to see who's going to catch it. And he threw it. Hey, y'all, they ain't reach up and catch it. What's the matter with y'all? Catch this thing, baby. Catch this thing. Catch this anointing.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he said, Ken Coleman, right back. And I got a football in his hand. Say, I'm about to throw out some prosperity. Who wants some prosperity? And he threw it out. I saw some people in the meeting just sitting there. Wonder what he's throwing that for. Man, when a man of God says something,
yes,
throw
sir.
Your hand up. You see, you got to look a little silly to the world.
Right, right.
But when you come back out,
yeah.
They're going to say, what, how you did? How you catch that ball? You want to know how you catch it, see?
Yeah.
All right. It's the Spirit that quickens the flesh, puffing none of the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. You see it?
Yes, sir.
And what?
Life.
All right, now, bring it back, Holy Spirit. Bring it back. John 6:63. I had a verse I had to take you to. And I got to get it because it got to go with it. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit, and it's the spirit that quickens it. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit, and they are life. You'll call it back up. I had a scripture that I need to take you to now. We're talking about, I got it. Roman 8:2. We're talking about the spirit of faith. We're talking about operating aggressively in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now this verse, when that happened, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is set loose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, nothing Satan bring up against your faith from this day forward going to work. For when the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made you free, the law of sin and death or the law of any opposition can't stop your faith no more.
Yes, sir.
Clap your hand. Now, we're clapping our hand because we got a revelation. All right, now, it was a good land, but, and the reading says that number 13 was a good land, but those boys brought back a bad report. Them boys were scared. Now, you can't operate in unlimited faith and be scared at the same time. That's why the meditation is so important, so everything can be put in place before you go out there. All right? Because you probably acting too small.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You probably didn't stay long enough in his presence to get in the vastness what he wants you to have. I believe when you act too small, God don't give it to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, maybe that's why some of these things y'all been believing for, y'all ain't been getting it.
Wow, yes, sir.
Lord, I ain't got time to mess around with you now. Because you've been around me long enough. You've been my child long enough to not be acting for this little Mickey Mouse stuff.
Yes,
so I'm just going to just shut it down on you till you come back to your real spiritual senses.
Yes,
and ask me for something big enough.
Yes, sir.
Who received that?
I received.
And see, the reason I know you're protected, the reason I could teach like this, because I'm telling you the format. I'm telling you got to meditate. I'm telling you where you're going to be covered because you're going to spend enough time with God to be able to hear what God's telling you to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So these men were scared. And I'm going to tell you to operate in this, you're going to have a Caleb spirit. Caleb said, we well able. Let's go up at once.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Caleb was ready to take the land. Look at Hebrews 3:19. The 10 spies limited God. So that means 10 out of 12 people around you is limited. That means when you're sitting with your family for the great Thanksgiving dinner, whatever y'all doing, you're probably going to have a whole of them limited.
Yes, sir.
10 out of 2. Your church member, you're sitting on a row, and that row, 12 people sitting on it, maybe 10 of them are limited.
Yes, sir.
Just make sure you're in the right chair.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm putting you in the right chair today.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what you're thinking about, but I'm going to get what the Lord said for mine. I want my inheritance. I'm going to walk in my favor. I'm going to share with other people. I'm going to help other people. I'm so blessed I got to help somebody else.
See.
But it gave you a ratio there. They were scared. 10 were scared. But Caleb and Joshua said, let's go up at once. I want you to be a Joshua and a Caleb operating in unlimited, in the unlimitedness of the spirit of faith from this day forward. I'm giving you enough information.
Yes, sir.
I'm releasing enough anointing in you for it to happen.
Yes, sir.
What? You're not going to stay in the same place, child?
No way.
No way. God wouldn't have let you come to this meeting.
Yes, sir.
Wow, man, Now, in Hebrews 3:19, you're going to see why they couldn't enter in. So we see they could not enter in because of what? Unbelief. Unbelief. The only level in your life now is unbelief. Meditation will change it. You're not, you see, when you operate in this kind of faith, you don't have to go after stuff. Stuff be calling your name. It just wants you happy.
Yes, sir.
Stuff really can't make you happy. Money can't make you happy. You think it is, but when you know how to operate in the spirit of faith, that's when you're happy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Psalm 78:41. Let me see if this ever happened to you. Psalm 78:41. Let me see if this ever happened to you so I can sack you out today. Psalm 78:41, because I'm trying to help you. We're walking in apostolic government now.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you something that's going to make you upset. Your pastor alone can't teach you this.
Yes, sir.
Your pastor has to be hooked up with an apostle.
Yes, sir.
See, I've been a pastor a long time. I was hooked up with an apostle, didn't know it, didn't know what an apostle was.
Yes, sir.
But for the spiritual government of God to function right, you got to have the apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. And they got and the apostle is F-I-R-S-T.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Not because of the person. I didn't say the person.
Uh-huh.
I said the apostle. I didn't say me. I said the apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He carries an anointing, a pioneering anointing.
Yes, sir.
A pathfinding,
yes, sir,
anointing. Huh?
Yes, sir.
A first place anointing.
Yes, sir.
And he's supposed to put it in the pastor.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
See?
Yep.
I'm not going to make it. I'll back. I feel it too, man. I feel
yes,
it.
Sir.
Oh, my. Ow! I feel it too. Oh, my God. Say it. Y'all say something. Ow! Say something. Yeah, say something. Get your spirit moving. Psalm 78:41. Have this ever happened to you? Yeah, they turned back and tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. I've been there before. But he whooped my tail right back in line. He said, you've been all doing all that praying and all that saying, and he whooped my tail right back in line. That's why I am where I am today. God got me straight. You can't be believing me and reading all night. And for 47 years, I know I spend up at least 8 hours a day.
Yes, sir.
Now, in Numbers, put this scripture down, 14:22. Put it on the board. 14:22. Numbers 14:22. Let me read 22, 23, and 24. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. Verse 23. Listen. Surely they shall not see the land. which I swear unto their father, neither shall any of them that provoke me seize it. So if you won't seize, you can't provoke God. You can't let your nappy head cousin come to your house talking about God, you believe all that man said?
Yes, sir.
Go to the 24th verse. You got 24? Let me read it. But my servant Caleb. Oh, I got a Caleb anointing on me today. You? My servant Caleb.
Yes, sir.
Because he had another spirit with him. Woo! He had another spirit with him and have followed me what? Fully.
Fully.
Him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Mm-hmm. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
My servant Caleb. Oh my God. Come on, I'm gonna hurry. I got 8 minutes to finish here. The limiters will always want to stone you. The limiters want to stone. They want to stone him.
Yes,
limiters get upset because they can't go.
Yeah.
And so when you start progressing and processing, they're going to come up with some game to try to stone you. Don't pay them no mind. They don't mean nothing. The limiters wanted to stone him. What set Caleb apart? Why was it easier for Caleb to see himself taking the land? He was operating in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
You can't build nothing like this in Darrow. This auditorium here in Darrow got 600 acres of land paid for. We own over half of the city. This church owns over half of, no, more than half. More than that. This church, 600 acres of land, we almost own the whole Darrow, the whole city. A church.
Yes, sir.
So I'm praying. I said, God, what all this land for? He says, the land is in my plan.
Amen.
Other way, he tell me, shut up. Just do what I tell you to do.
Yes, sir.
Why does it seem easier, Brother George wrote this as he studied along, for one person to believe and receive than another? Why should, yeah, operate in the spirit of faith. Why does it seem, verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him. And I'm saying, in this meeting,
yes, sir.
When you leave out today,
yes, sir.
You're going to operate,
yes, sir.
In another spirit.
Yes, sir.
Somebody going to ask you where you've been, what you've been doing, who you've been talking to. Why are you so courageous? Why so many manifestations coming in your life? Why are you demonstrating how great thou art? You're not just singing a song, but you demonstrating in your life. I see a change in you. What happened to you? I was in a meeting with Apostle Leroy Thompson, and I heard about the spirit of faith, and my life will never be the same no more.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Let me try to finish quickly. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit in him, has followed me fully. Him will I bring to the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Now listen what he had done. He had cultivated, you're going to have to cultivate it, a spirit of faith. You had to hear. Now you can't hear regular preaching and cultivate the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
The person who ministers to you had to be ministering in the spirit of faith.
Yes, sir.
And need to have some results in their life.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
He believed God and was ready to possess the land even before he went out to spy the land. In 2 Corinthians 4:13, we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Caleb. Listen, I've got a few more minutes now. Remove the limits. I said, let's remove the limits. Mm-hmm. And enlarge his faith capacity.
Yeah.
To take, oh Lord, what God had already promised.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Ooh, you know how many promises you got in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
See, but you got to enlarge your faith to take it, baby. Are you hearing me? We must remove the limits and enlarge our faith capacity to take what God has already promised.
Yes, sir.
Woo!
Yes, sir.
I love it. Woo! Yes. Say woo. Say that with me. Woo! Why? We must, that's what we're doing now. We must remove the limits and enlarge our faith capacity to take what God has already promised. And from the footnotes of this teaching, tonight we begin to learn how to enlarge our capacity to believe and receive. Tonight, I'm coming back 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going to get on the RV, rest a while, take a shower. You know, you got a shower and all on the RV too, you know.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just like a house. I got some button I push. Push a button and the whole side come out.
Yes, sir.
Now that's not on all RVs.
Right.
Sometimes a little cubit come out. But on the kind I got, the whole side come out.
Yes, sir.
Turn into a house. My son, my oldest son, he probably out there now. He done pushed it out already. Here's what Gloria Copeland said. And I'm preaching right down the line. And I love it. It's really anointed. I want you to get it. What God has told you to do determine your capacity. He backs up what he tells you. And so that's why we're training you around the world. Joy doing, I'm doing it, to increase your capacity. Listen, what God has told you to do determine your capacity. He back up what he tell you to do. This sanctuary, how many years ago we built the sanctuary, honey? 27 years? 27 years, you don't remember, 27? We built the cache. 1996. We built the cache.
Yes, sir.
Did we have the cache when we started? No. The money just kept on coming. Because I'd hold it. He said, Mr. Thomas, you're going to need this kind of. I said, get it. I ain't know where the money was. Just get it.
Yes, sir.
Because God had built my capacity to do it. So we walk in this church debt free.
Yes,
sir. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I got my home gets free, my guest house. I got a guest house in my yard. It's debt free too.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm testifying about what God can do, you see. Uh-huh. Brother Coleman said, all his ministry paid for, everything his house paid for, got a beautiful home. I've been to it. And everything paid for. Leroy said, everything his house paid for, and all his ministry paid for. Everything paid for.
Everything.
I see you that way.
Yes, sir.
Everything paid for.
Yes, sir.
You received that?
Received.
Stand up. I'm going to pray a debt cancellation word on you this afternoon. Stand up. Receive it. I don't care how much you owe. Mm-hmm. Don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing.
Yes,
don't mean nothing. Father, these my sisters and brothers have sat here and listened to this word. I know they'll be back tonight. I thank you for each one of them. And I praise you right now. I speak from the money comer's anointing, enough money to cancel all their debts cometh in miraculous ways in their lives as they glorify you and give you the glory. I confess or I declare or I decree, I prophesy that their homes are paid for. I prophesy those who are renting or those who are in an apartment who want a home, I declare that house come forward.
Yes,
with a yard they can walk around in and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Now listen, y'all, I got to keep telling you because it's not no finances. This ministry is not looking for finances. We're supporting other ministries, supporting other people. But in these meetings, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Isaiah 45, 1 through 3, and then you get to Philippians 4:19, now I'm about to tell you something you didn't know, was an apostolic decree over finances of people who had sold in the apostolic ministry. So you can't go there and say, my God shall supply all my need. No, 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 no. That was an apostolic decree. Yes. I didn't know it. I went all these years, didn't know it. Because I ain't know nobody, no apostle. But the apostle Paul was making that decree over the people who had sold in his ministry.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
Philippians, my God, he's pointing it to God. My God. Mm-hmm. My God who called me and placed me in this position shall supply all your needs. According to the original glory, because you have connected to my anointing over in Sardis, over in Isaiah 45. He tell you what kind of anointing. Read it. 1-3. What kind of anointing sorrows are wearing. Yep. Now, this is not an orphan. This is not an orphan teaching, baby. Huh?
Yes, sir.
No. Paul, if you read from that 4th chapter, 13th verse, Paul was saying, I desire things to be in your account. And Leroy, I'm going to tell you now, my account full. But I know I got to tell you so you'll know. Don't come set up a meeting and don't sow. Come on, hallelujah, and then get off the line and don't sow. Get involved, baby. Right. You're going to get the full return, all right? I'm doing this because I love you. I haven't said this I got money coming 27 years ago. I never said it because the people have been talking about money so long, people can't even enjoy the service
right.
For all them beggars, you know?
Yes, sir.
I better shut up because I'm going to say some things I don't supposed to say. But y'all just understand what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to, your finances is about to come off the hook. I'll see y'all tonight at 7 o'clock. Y'all can clap now.
Yes, sir.
All right. See y'all tonight at 7. All right. Praise God.